Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is big time Benny Brust. MVP Benny Brust. Champion Benny Brust. That's right. The man not only beat the high schoolers this weekend, on Friday night, sending them back in their mom's minivan, he went on to win the whole damn thing. Look at that. You can catch us on the stream at Scalzo and Brust on Twitter. At ESPN Madison, at ESPN Milwaukee. You could stream us on YouTube as well. He's taking his shirt off now, so you definitely want to be streaming for this. Tory Lowe, of course, joining us as well. It's a Tory Lowe Tuesday here on Scalzo and Brust. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
Tory, why are you speechless?
I'm speechless.
Why?
You got this one here.
Oh, I'm speechless.
Because you just took your shirt off and you presented a trophy, right? And he doesn't know what's going on.
I'm looking at this trophy. I know somebody got beat. It's an amazing trophy.
Yes, it is. It actually is a really, really good trophy.
It's a really cool trophy.
It's the 54th annual Holy Cross Tournament MVP trophy. And I, you know, would rather have brought the team trophy in. Wink, wink. No, I wouldn't. But I'm very proud. So true story. True story. Last year when I played in this, our team got beat in the first round. I was the worst player on our team. And that's when I, like, this is true to the death. That's when I started working out at the Princeton Club and regaining my health. That's when I started playing hoops. And so this was monumental for me.
This is comeback worthy.
Thank you.
Tory, the guy playing the Final Four, he just won an intramural tournament.
This was not an intramural tournament. This is the best players of the Midwest coming from all
that
along.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
This is like Wisconsin going to the NIT.
This is a Wisconsin
Tory, do not let
tournament.
Him diminish. You have to recalibrate. When you're 31, what you're trying to accomplish in life.
Somebody went through a lot of trouble to make that trophy.
What this is like when the managers of the basketball team all play each other in a tournament, and it's the Wisconsin managers playing the Northwestern managers, and like, you just won that sort of a rec tournament. And I'm proud of you. I'm excited. I bet on you.
I'm out on your excitement.
But like, let's not act like you went to the lab and like,
dude,
stuff and it's self.
No,
you won three games.
You can't. No, four games. Two on Sunday. This old man, the oldest guy on the team, got his body through two
games. Your team. What about the other team? Because I know on Sunday, one of the guys he played is 50 years old.
And he's won the Holy Cross tournament 8 times.
Exactly.
He's been playing
that's
it for
the
so
level
long.
Of competition
no,
we're talking about.
That's why we wiped them out. And again, we got the job done. And I'm not going to stand
wanna
for you.
I want to know the stats on this. I want to know.
It's old school, Tory.
Was it, dude? Was he scoring 30 points?
No,
was he really out there?
Dude, he does
on, was
this.
He
this
out
is
here this, giving it
no,
to him?
It's just like deja vu, Tory. We did this 2 weeks ago when he
so
won a different league.
This is so
and
different than that league.
And the dude put up a 38-point triple-double in the championship game, and he's coming back here like, this is a hard league.
This was way
it's
harder.
The only D1. Were you the only guy to play in a Final Four in the whole tournament?
There's a ton more. Jordan McCabe from Kakana played at UNLV. Like,
did they play in a Final Four?
It doesn't matter. Like, the competition is real. There are a lot more Division
I
players.
Let's give one more round of applause.
No, I don't want the round of applause from Greg. Don't you dare do it, Josh. I'm so proud of this.
I was proud of it, too, until you started by, like, last year I hit rock bottom because
I
got beat.
It was the worst place I've ever been in my physical fitness.
He has to milk the situation.
Of course. I mean,
Tory,
I'm beyond milking it.
I'm with you.
No, you're not.
Hey, look, hold on. Wait a minute. I wanted to know, Was there the smell of Bengay around the place? I mean, what's going on? I mean,
there were hairy backs,
right?
I mean, specs,
y'all, Tori.
People run around.
You are my guy. Don't do this to me, man.
I'm not. How many rebounds? I mean, I'm here for the stats.
There was no stats. It was all about winning, Tori.
Outside of Jordan,
down
McCabe,
8 minutes with other, 8 minutes down other, 8 with 8 minutes to go in the championship. Found a freaking way.
What other names would we recognize?
It doesn't matter what names
so
you...
None. So there's just literally one guy that went to UNLV that you're using to be like, no, there's... You literally said the best players from across the
Midwest. Yeah, absolutely.
That is a joke.
No, it's not. No, this is what... this. Greg's going to frame this in a way that's going to make it sound lesser than what it is.
Was there an Indiana team? Was there a Chicago team?
There was a Minnesota team.
There was one team from outside of the state.
I mean,
the best players from the Midwest. You didn't have anybody from Chicago
from the Midwest.
On.
Apparently,
you're only in Wisconsin, Minnesota. You didn't have anybody from Chicago.
I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you, Tori.
For being the Holy Cross Tournament Most Valuable Player 2023. Hey, give it up for him.
No, I don't want. Hey, I don't want your class.
That's an accomplishment.
That's great.
I hit rock bottom. I'm talking about the comeback.
He could put that up right next to his Final Four chair.
Right.
And,
this means more right now than that does.
You know that. See, that's now you sound like Craig Carton. You're just blatantly lying to my face.
No.
In case you missed it, Craig Carton, let us transition away from this.
All right.
You had your deal. Craig Carton, in case you missed it, a man who went to jail for defrauding his listeners while he was a radio host at WFAN.
Oh, wow. Terrible.
He did?
True story.
He was selling tickets that didn't exist in a big Ponzi scheme. He got caught for it. He went to jail. He came back. WFAN took him back. And now he's doing a TV show. And he just did what Ben Bruss did, except to a more national audience in the world of Aaron Rodgers. I'm sure you saw this, Tori. That was the man that came out and said, you know what I've been hearing? As he gave us his Ben Bruss, I'm lying grin. You know what I've been hearing? I've been hearing there's another team involved with the Green Bay Packers as far as an Aaron Rodgers trade, and that team is the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, wow. They keep coming up when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. I think that they was peeking around the corner at the situation, and now here they come. I mean, you know, I'll tell you this. I am excited for the season, the upcoming season, because we're moving on. I think Aaron Rodgers is officially... he's gone.
There's no way he plays another down in a Packer uniform.
So we're past that. But here come the 49ers. Now, I said something a while ago where I said that the Jets don't want to lose out by giving a lot of draft picks and he plays one season. Well, he may stick around if he goes to San Francisco because he's from Cali.
That's a good point.
He might stick it out there.
I mean, also you got to look at the rosters.
West Coast offense.
Look, do I think he would rather be in San Francisco than in New York? Yeah, absolutely. The question is like, are the 49ers with two quarterbacks that they feel really good about going to go ahead and give up, as Craig Carton talked about, a first and multiple thirds in order to bring in Rodgers? And then if you do believe in those two youngsters, one of which you gave up basically three first-round picks to get in Trey Lance, now all of a sudden you're going to have them sit behind Rodgers for 2 years?
Hey, good bargaining chips, though.
I guess.
Good bargaining chips.
And maybe.
If you want to win now, Rodgers is a win now quarterback. If you're not going to win right now, don't even do it.
I don't even know if the numbers will work, right? Like, I don't even know if the salary would be possible for them to take that on, given the way that roster
that
is constructed.
That is, yeah.
Right. And a lot of the people that they have on there, which are higher paid guys.
I mean, this is what we're doing, though. We're listening to the scammer.
Right.
The scammer's got us talking potential trade compensation if it could work to the Niners. And for me, like, just get it done with the Jets. And, like, out of juju, like, you don't want to give Kyle Shanahan, Aaron Rodgers. Like, it only makes Matt LaFleur look even more punier to his, you know, one of the guys that he coached with. Like, I don't like that. I guess his best friend Robert Saleh is on the other side. Matt LaFleur is just like, gosh, I'm sitting here and I'm hearing the Jets and Robert Saleh, Kyle Shanahan, and I'm going to roll out here with a roster that hasn't really been constructed to win more than 6-7 games next year.
You know,
sorry to burst your bubble there, Tori.
Until we completely release Aaron Rodgers as a Packer. I even saw somewhere online, somebody was like, hey, Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
He is. He's under contract.
He's still a Green Bay Packer.
You want
right
him to show up to off-season program on
I would love it.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you.
April 17th.
I would go up there to see it.
I would just, I'd love to be there just to see the fireworks right over 1265 Lombardi Avenue, because there'd be some fireworks, that's for sure.
I mean, we're getting close to that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's still a Packer. And no matter what the hype is, whatever he's going to the Jets or whoever, he's still under contract with Green Bay.
He is, and it's going to be interesting to see what transpires. I still think the overwhelming likelihood is that he ends up with the New York Jets.
Right.
Not so much the San Francisco 49ers. Tory Lowe joins us here. Tory Lowe Tuesday. You listen to Tory every day on the 101.7 The Truth, who just launched a brand new lineup on Monday. We had Melanie Ricks here to talk about it last week alongside right. Tory, even though Tory was in Madison at the time. It's nice to have you Madison back.
They had the red carpet out for Tory.
Then I was at the Brewers opening game happened, and then I'm going to the Brewers game tonight.
So yesterday.
Wait, you were at opening day yesterday, Tory?
No, it happened
in
yesterday.
Chicago.
It happened during my show.
Got it.
So I wasn't able to do my show because it was opening day for the Brewers. Yep.
So, Tory, speaking of the Brewers, there was a fan that was in the concourse. Did you see the video of him doing a circle a couple of times?
Yes.
And, you know, with his wee-wee out peeing?
Oh, my goodness.
As somebody who is always...
What is my wee-wee doing right now?
As somebody who's always doing great things for the community, what would you have done if you walked by that?
I would have tackled him.
What?
I'm just messing.
You get pee all over
you. Hey, I got it. Hey, somebody could have been harmed in that.
Somebody could have been harmed?
I mean, yeah, you got a little kid running
right
by, like walking by. You don't want anybody to see that.
Right. You don't want
caution when wet.
You got to protect the people. I mean, would have had to make a sacrifice. I would have tackled him.
So that's what you would have done.
Of course.
I ain't going anywhere near that. I see that. I am as far away as possible. You even saw the guy who worked in the stadium at AmFam Field.
He didn't know what to do.
He approached him. He wasn't going to go anywhere
right
where he was touching any of that.
No, he did not want anything to do with that.
I mean, I guess the right thing to do as a security guard would be the tackle.
Right. You got to tackle this
guy. I think it's a tackle.
I don't know.
With no hands out and he's holding his wee-wee, he's going to go face first in the concrete.
But then you're going to get all wet. You're going to get his urine all on you. And
you
like...
might end up with one of those trophies like
yo.
It's a bigger accomplishment.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Gosh, you're falling for a Greg Stroud.
No, I'm just saying.
There is no draft.
You're
both mocking.
It's like a
mocking
gesture.
You're mocking my best athletic accomplishment in the last 7 years.
Not even close. You beating Jesse Nelson in bowling was a bigger.
Oh, come on.
Jesse Nelson is a better bowler than the average basketball player in that tournament. Ron in the key texted me that he was in that tournament. If that's the level of play we're talking about, no bueno.
Full of crap.
I just speak the truth. That's what we do here, you know?
No, Tory speaks the truth on
hey,
the truth.
Look.
And now he's turning on me.
I would have got the Medal of Honor. I would have got a trophy like you got it.
He knows it.
I'd have took the
it
chances.
All right, I think I'm going
like
to cry soon,
chances.
So you guys better stop.
Going to the Holy Cross tournament.
Yeah, me and Tory are going to get a team next year, man.
Sounds
yeah,
good.
I'm coming in.
Yeah,
you guys can be the cheerleaders.
Me, Tory,
I'm going to be the sixth man. I'm coming in as the sixth man.
Stop that. You can play the national anthem with your guitar, that's all you can do.
We'll get Tony Smith. We'll fit a team.
Sounds great. Look forward to beating your blank there.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Why? You did what you were supposed to do. But you continue to sign up for these tournaments where you are going to by far be the best player.
That's
in the
whole
true.
Time. I was the worst player last year.
You weren't the worst player in the tournament last year.
You can ask my teammates.
You're saying that about yourself.
No, ask my teammates.
Maybe you had a bad game. You weren't the worst player in the tournament. That's absurd.
In that game, I had showed I was the worst player in the tournament.
And he came back for revenge.
People thought I was shaving points.
Here's the thing, Tory. You want to know what people in Ben's position, his talent level, should be doing? They should be doing the TBT. They should be doing the 3-on-3 tournament around March Madness. Like, Marquette has a team that goes out, and they play real basketball against real players, and those are guys that are your age and older.
Maybe he should go
younger,
to the Big 3.
And instead,
with
you're sitting
Cube
here playing the freaking Holy Cross tournament, pounding your chest about by far being the best player in there, except for one other dude, Jordan McCabe, who... at one point in his life could have held a candle to you, but not when it all played out during college. So here you are acting like this is a TBT level tournament, or what is it called? The tournament? Is that what it's called that yes. I'm referring to? And instead of winning $1 million, you're coming in with a sweatshirt.
I'd rather win this sweatshirt and this MVP trophy than win $1 million in the
Gildan
tournament.
Cotton sweatshirt.
Jeez. I'm just wondering where
it is so comfy.
Where does this trophy go in your house? When you take this home, where does this go?
It's next to me in the bed.
I'm sleeping with the trophy.
Oh, man. Tori, would you rather see Aaron Rodgers as a Jet or a Niner?
Ooh, and I do not like the 49ers.
You don't like a lot of teams. I do not. Love the Packers.
Yeah, I'm a Packers fan. I do not like the Niners. Jets.
You'd rather see him with the Jets?
If I had to take a pick, the Jets.
Yeah, me too. It's hands down. I love, like, as a football fan, I love watching the 49ers play. But for all the part of this would be crazy if they traded it. There was no way the Packers will trade him to the Niners. If they win a Super Bowl with Aaron,
right?
Like, there's just no freaking way.
You're talking about a team that could possibly win with Aaron Rodgers?
In the conference, too.
Very much so.
It's the 49ers.
Yeah. No, I they can't do that. That's malpractice.
We will continue to talk Packers. Huge thank you to Tori Lowe for joining us every single Tuesday. Tune in to Tori Lowe on The Truth 101.7 every day, 1 to 4 on 101.7 in Milwaukee. All right, let's take us out with your song.
Hey, Shabuya. Hey, I think Benny needs to do a Shabuya.
What's a Shabuya?
For winning the tournament. It's when you do your little verse.
What's a Shabuya?
This is the Shabuya.
It's a Shabuya, man.
Don't act like you know what's going on.
My name is Benny. I won the tourney.
Yeah. I don't know what I do.
You just keep doing lines. Ben did a freestyle rap once on the show.
It was horrible.
Oh, wow.
All right, so tie me up. What do I do?
My name is Ben.
Yeah, then I won the tourney. Yeah. Holy Cross.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I beat little kids in the tournament.
Yeah.
See, this is why I can't do that. You can't start a sentence with I beat little kids.
Oh, wow.
In the tournament. In the tournament.
Just dunking on the kids and everything. Just
well, terrible. I did call one of them
so, Tori,
am I allowed to say that one, Jesse?
This team that he beat on Friday, that he's saying is the best players in all of the Midwest, was 16 and 17-year-old high schoolers.
Oh, wow.
Best in the state.
No, not the best. There's one of them that was in the top 10 in the state.
I mean, they were all committed to different places.
D1 schools?
We were down 22-2 to start that game, by the way.
And then what happened? You won by 10.
Yeah, covered the spread, -9.5.
Tori, thank
you. Enough said.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Hey, I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Ben will give us another.
Yeah.
You know what? Do it on the way out.
Yeah. My name is Ben.
Yeah.
That was T-Lo.
Yeah.
He's so sick.
Yeah.
We community cleanup.
Yeah.
April 29th.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
Yeah.
I suck at this.
A-plus.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Use your freaking brain.
No.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts. And by the time she wakes, I'll be halfway to my mama's home. It just don't know me. Life is as fleeting as a passing dawn.
Ben Brust celebrating a Holy Cross tournament, most valuable player award and championship as he won an intramural recreational basketball tournament over the weekend. You might have heard us talking about it on Friday when we were live at Motor there at the Harley Davidson Museum on the campus. And Ben was talking about how he was playing a group of 15 through 17 year olds.
They continue to get younger every time you name them.
How old were they?
17, 18.
16, 17?
Yep, there you go.
Okay. 16, 17-year-olds in the tournament. He won on Friday, won two games on Sunday, won the championship, and ended Tori Lowe Tuesday with a nice, what were they called? What was it called?
I don't know. It started with a B.
Ben from Madison says, bunch of white boys making fools of themselves. Hillsy says, I think I'd rather look at Ben's feet than listen to him freestyle.
I actually don't know if he would want that.
Steven Edgerton says, my name is Kevin. Yeah, because that's my name. Yeah, they call me Kevin. Yeah, because that's my name.
So he's making fun of me.
Yes, I believe that's an Office reference for those that might be missing.
I had missed that in The Office.
Meanwhile, Rudy from Sheboygan says, Ben's appetite for glory knows no bounds, takes no prisoners. In Ben, we trust. Benny Believer
Rudy,
right there.
I freaking love you, man. We take everything to competition serious.
Chef Ed chimes in and says, I don't know why teams would want to take on the headaches that Rodgers or Ben Brust or Rodgers comes with. Comparing you.
A little improvision there.
To Ben or to Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of the Brust family, we are welcome now, joined now, I should say, as we welcome in him by the official and unofficial brother of the Scalzone Brust family, Jonathan Brust. Jonathan, welcome to Scalzone Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
You do this every time.
I want to hear my play-in music.
Yeah, do you want me to call your brother and have his sex life on the air?
She asked me to bring her a G&T to the pool, and she wants to see me shirtless walking around the pool, and she's looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, JP, what's
up, Greg?
What do you mean?
He's not a stud. She doesn't want to see him with his shirt off.
Jonathan Brust, the official, unofficial brother of the Scalzo and Brust family.
According to my calculations, we're right around 100 days of the 2023 year. So we're going to need an update on the 14-minute man.
Well, if your 100 days is kind of off because January 31, February is 28, and March is 31. So we're looking at about roughly 88 days.
That's approaching close to 100.
We're looking at 72 right now, okay?
Yeah, right.
Like,
come on. Like, Josh and Greg, what do you guys got to call below me on this?
You need me to send it to you again.
Yes.
You need me to send you the screenshot again. I will. I'm driving to the city, going to the Bulls game. I will send it to you later. However, Ben, get off my back, because I'm going to give you some credibility here. All right? So, remember when Carly and I lived in Pennsylvania, I played against the Eagles.
Oh, God.
For a basketball charity event.
This isn't going to make me feel
any
better.
I was the MVP of that game.
Oh, God.
Hank Beck, here's the question, Ben. Did you sign any autographs after your big victory?
Jonathan, yes, of course I did. I took pictures, shook hands, kissed babies, did the whole thing.
Well, I was able to sign autographs at a table with Hank Basket. Do you know who Hank Basket is?
No.
I think he was like an outside linebacker for the Eagles, yeah.
Wide receiver?
He was a receiver for the Eagles. Do you remember who he was married to?
He was married to, actually, I do, one of the three women who lived with Hugh Hefner.
Playboy.
I don't remember which
Kendra.
One.
Correct, Benjamin. So,
the Brust boys know their playmates.
I lit him up like you lit these high schoolers up. I lit up an NFL guy, All-State, awesome.
If you were calling to help my credibility, do you know you literally just gave me zero now?
Well, he's a better athlete than you. Everyone knows that.
All right, anything else you'd like
to
add?
Anyway, so he asked me to go out that weekend with him. And I said to Carl, he said, hey, Carl, I'm going to go with Hank this weekend. She goes, no, you're not. I'm like, why? She goes, you know who's dating? I'm like, no. And she goes, Kendra. And I said, oh, jeez. Why did I have to open my mouth?
Thank you for the call, JV.
Do you feel better?
No.
I mean, that's an all-time story by JP. So he didn't end up going?
No.
You know what, though?
You and I.
That's how, what's his count at? 60?
He said 70-something.
That's how his count's at 70-something. He might have missed out on that one night with Hank Basket out in Philadelphia. But he's had 70-some-odd good nights so far here in the year of our Lord 2023. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776.
Give me the BS meter.
I honestly have no reason to doubt JB on this.
Josh, you think he's jumping bones that many times this year?
Whoa. I have no reason to not believe him unless he's a bit of a fibber like you tend to be.
Why did I get a ricochet shot there?
Well, famously, we talk about you being a fibber. I don't see JB as fibbing about this. He seems dead serious.
seems really important to him.
Yes.
So I feel like he's not going to BS it.
Yeah, but like, why?
What do you mean, why?
Nobody likes the guy who is like bragging about.
You do when he's got six kids and he's been married for over a decade. The single guy, I agree, or the new relationship guy, I agree. But like,
should we put it on the poll? Is it impressive that Ben's brother has had sexual relations with his wife? No, as I said that out loud, we are definitely not putting that on the poll.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Leroy in Milwaukee. Leroy, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by Bud Light. What do you got, my man?
Leroy!
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing, man?
Fantastic. How are you?
All right. Hey, Brush, man, I'm with you, man. I just told our family, man, Josh and Scalzo, you know I love you too, man.
Love you, Leroy.
Man, all the time, man. Don't worry about nothing, man. Keep on doing what you're doing. I'm with you. You guys are my family. I listen to you guys every day, whether I'm call in or not, but I will call in, and you guys know that.
Absolutely.
But I just want to say this. I don't know what's going on with my Packers, you guys, but I look forward to seeing you guys drinking a Bud Light with all you guys at the Deer District at the Pfizer Forum come playoff time.
That's right.
Love you guys.
Leroy gets it.
Thank you for the call. Thank you, Leroy. We love you too, my man. That's great. Like, it's exciting that even though you're staring down the barrel of what could be a disappointing Packers season, the Brewers won 10-0 yesterday at AmFam Field in their home opener. They're 3-1 on the season, so a nice start, which isn't the norm for the Brewers over the past few years. And the Bucks still look like, if not the best, one of the two best teams in the NBA.
Regardless, they're going to probably clinch the one seed tonight, which would be big.
There's a lot to still be excited about here. And of course, I mean, for those of us paying attention, the vibes out of spring practice right now in Madison with Luke Fickell's Wisconsin Badgers are real.
So real. And they added two more offensive weapons. The bat signal came out again. I mean, it entices everybody. And my guy, the strength coach, Brady Collins, everyone loves Brady, just like they love Maddie at the Princeton Club. Maddie at the Princeton Club, I'm going to brag about the tournament win over the weekend because Maddie got me and my body where I needed to be over the last 365 days. We can joke or I can make fun of me, but I was not at my best place physically. And Maddie and I, we've worked over the last year to get myself in a better place. And I've been so much happier because I found my better tomorrow. Steam room this morning was great. Sweated out after a nice home opener that we watched yesterday and enjoyed. Find your passion at the Prince Club. Weights, cardio, workout classes, basketball courts, free childcare with the membership, cleanest health clubs. Go to the Prince Club. Princeton Club East in Madison, new functional strength training. Again, amazing everywhere you go. Join the Princeton Club.
Masters coming up this weekend. Would a golfer from the LIV Tour winning the Masters be a good story for golf? We'll hit that, plus some Aaron Rodgers storylines coming up next. It's 1-0 on Scalzo and Bros, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
You're just setting me up to have to tear Josh down, and I don't like doing that.
Why not? You like tearing me down.
I don't tear anybody down. I'm a guy who likes to build people up.
I wish I felt that way every day when I went home.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Bud Light, brewed to be a delicious and easy to drink beer, even when the little things in life are hard, like when the game is going into overtime. But guess what? You have even more time to enjoy it and a fresh Bud Light. I think that'll be the case for a whole lot of folks outside of the Deer District, hopefully, for this playoff run. You don't always want to root for overtime, but when it means more Bud Light, it can be a good thing. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, as I like to say it is, the world's greatest beer.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Ben Bross, Greg Scalzo, your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
The Masters starts this Thursday with added drama of LIV golfers returning to play with PGA players and Tiger Woods returning to the field. 1-0. A LIV golfer winning the Masters would be a good story for golf.
One, absolutely. I know that like all the golf purists out there would say no, and I know Ben was about to pop up and say no. But the
what? What? When have I been a golf purist?
I just the way you started to rise up, I felt like you were going to say no. Were you going to say yes?
No, I want controversy. The game of golf is boring as a whole.
That's what I mean. I think you want heels, and I think having a LIV golfer like Patrick Reed wins it all. Like golf Twitter would melt down, and I want to see that. I think it'd be good for golf.
Yeah, like the same way
everyone gets along too well. Like, that's why the Netflix show kind of stinks.
Everyone's, like, best friends with everybody.
Yeah.
And as lame as the Brooks and Bryson thing was, like, at least that was something, right? At least there was some controversy.
Yeah, but then it had to just, like, devolve into, like, no, these guys got along again for the...
I'm just saying, before it got to that point, at least there was something to talk about. I'm looking for controversy. They're already trying to play off, like, the, oh, I hang out with the LIV guys. Like, it's not that big of a deal, but, like... No, there's a sense of pride. Even though if the LIV guys don't want to say it, or the PGA Tour guys don't want to say it, the guys want to win for the brand that they're representing because they want the most eyeballs on them. That's how they're going to make more money. So they should not like LIV, and LIV should not like the others.
It's like you wearing your Holy Cross champion T-shirt.
Why'd you have to bring my championship into this?
Sweatshirt right now into this. I'm sure there's some... You know, rec league intramural tournament down in Iowa that probably feels competitive to you guys. It's like same thing.
You just had to.
What?
I mean, you just had to. Justin.
You got the freaking sweatshirt on in the trophy
I'm
in
proud.
The studio.
I didn't know I could be proud of accomplishments.
You
now
can,
at
but I'm
going to
talk about it when it's staring me right in the face.
1-0. The Masters is the official unofficial start of spring.
Zero.
Yeah. Spring goes through June now.
It's not even close.
Spring sucks. We don't even have spring. It just rains.
Do you have
April flowers and May showers and what I think that is backwards
like,
there.
You're just out on spring? Is that
spring doesn't exist. Like,
generally, it's the Tory Lowe community cleanup for me is like the first day of spring.
Gotcha.
That's coming up on April 29th, as Ben mentioned earlier. You know, we'll be out there, right?
Yes, sir.
And so we're that is usually when you could kind of turn the page into May, but it's we're not doing weather talk on here, but... Get out of my face, spring.
Craig Carton has claimed that the San Francisco 49ers have joined in on the bidding for Aaron Rodgers, potentially putting the trade with the Jets in jeopardy. 1-0. The Packers should trade Aaron Rodgers to the team that give them the best deal.
I mean, at this point, I know I said earlier that like I wouldn't want him to go to the 49ers. Like they can't do that. But like, one, Aaron Rodgers, if they're able to get a better draft compensation from the Niners than the Jets, like I'd be willing to field that. It's not like the Packers are going to be fielding a team that's going to be competitive enough to like beat the Niners in a playoff game the next 2 years, and then by that point Aaron Rodgers is gone and you're able to bring in somewhat more of a haul potentially if you have a better deal to build upon the roster that you have and with Jordan Love. So if your plan is to move on from Rodgers, getting the most assets for him is probably the best idea considering you're not going to be as good. You're just not going to be as good as the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a one. If you're the Packers, trade to the team that gives you the best deal. I do think it. Like, at some point, if Rodgers wins a Super Bowl in San Francisco, it'll hurt in the moment. But if you actually believe in the direction your franchise is moving, then do everything you can to get there yourself because that matters a lot more than what happens to Aaron Rodgers after this.
1-0, Aaron Rodgers would prefer to be a Niner over a Jet.
I'm a one here. I think so. I think he's got a lot of respect for Kyle Shanahan. I think he feels like he already proved it to the old San Francisco regime that they should have picked him first. I don't think that's holding, like weighing over anything. And I think that team is like ready to roll. Like, that team is so much better than the Jets in terms of established veteran talent, which is something that Aaron wants. He's got a great running back, probably the best in the league. He's got great weapons to throw to a tight end wide receiver.
Best tackle.
Yeah, he's got a good offensive line. He's got a great offensive coach. He's got a defense that seems to, even though they lost their defensive coordinator, always figure it out and always find the right guys. Plus, I think it would be the ultimate bleep you to, I think it hurt Packers fans worse to see him win in San Francisco than it would to see him win in New York.
Yeah.
Which is why, go ahead.
Yeah, just with the amount of times that those two teams have played, for sure. Like, there's just been so much history over the last 10 to 15 years, even starting from the draft, but it's a one. I mean, the Jets haven't been to the playoffs in 12 years. And what we talk about all the time in all of sports, you don't just, like, go from sucking to winning a Super Bowl. So that's why this whole Jets thing is intriguing to me. Is like, I know he's going to make them better, and, like, they'll have a better chance. But the roster still has to learn how to win in playoff games. And that's something where the San Francisco 49ers have experience. The roster's had experience. They played in a Super Bowl. They didn't get it done against the Chiefs. And then when you think about the Niners, like, they... George, like, you just name the guys. They have guys with experience, and they've literally only missed having a really good Hall of Fame franchise quarterback.
A video has gone viral of a man at AmFam Field urinating in the middle of the concourse with his business on display while dozens of people walked by and filmed. One or zero? That guy remembers peeing in the concourse today.
Zero. Zero. That look is a man who's not at home.
Lights are on, nobody's home.
Just blackout city by that gentleman right there. He probably came to in a cell and was like, oh no.
Imagine his
Why
shock
does it
when
smell
they
like
them.
Urine all over the place. Can we find that guy, Joshy?
I'm going to check the bookings to see if I can get in contact with him, because Milwaukee does share those records, so maybe I can track that guy down.
Yeah, urinating in the concourse is the charge, so just look for that one.
I imagine there's some public indecency.
Yeah, I'm going to go with zero. He doesn't remember peeing in the concourse, but, like, gosh, like you said, Josh, the moment that he sees that video, that's rough.
Brutal.
I mean, we've all had those moments if you drank of, like, drank too much and you got a little anxiety, but, like, I don't know if anything will top that.
I feel like knowing the Scalzo and Bruss family, somebody has to know who this gentleman is.
Like, he's connected, blood related to the Scalzo and Bruss family?
We're 1 degree, maybe 2 degrees of separation to the guy who unleashed his bladder all over the concourse of American family. And I'm not proud of that. I just feel like that's where the tentacles of Scalzo and Bruss family
goes. We have a wide reach. It could be a guy who's a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, or it could be peeing in the concourse of AmFam Field. Like, that's our audience, and I love him for that.
One or zero, there is no amount of alcohol that you could find yourself in that situation.
I mean, never say never, I guess, but I still want to say zero here. Like, I don't know. Like, you're saying, I can't get myself to think...
I've overindulged quite a few times in not such great fashion. Never would I be there.
No.
There's no situation.
It's impossible for me to ever.
But it happened. It happened.
For that guy, but not for me.
That's clear.
I will also say this. There are some people who, when they hit a blackout state, just have pee things happen. We all have a friend that we're picturing right now.
Good point. I just pictured him right away when you said the pee things.
Like, I have a buddy from college who it would be like, oh, he'd open up his drawer and just go there.
Yep.
Or in a closet.
Closet.
Or right on a fan that would happen to be blowing back onto his girlfriend in bed. Like a whole lot of different stories.
Whoa, what?
Like, he just got up and started. Yeah, just started like going. It's summertime and fan. And
I had a friend helicopter his entire room onto his bed, ruin his laptop for school. All
the worst part was.
So there's just pee guys. That guy's a pee guy. Like, he just hit a state. He should have been at home. That should have been somewhere in his kitchen. And instead, it was right on the concourse of AmFam.
Teammate to not be named was not staying in his room. He fumbled his way into Sam Decker's room, and Sam Decker was out of town, and he peed in his closet.
Dude,
tough.
Showy doesn't want you to tell that story.
It wasn't Showy. And be nice to Showy. He tore his Achilles.
Right, it wasn't Showy. That was a total joke. It was a total joke.
Wasn't Show.
No. It was definitely. Can I say it?
I mean, you can guess. I'm not going to confirm nor deny.
I know who it is.
You do?
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Can I say it?
Sure. I don't think you know.
I do. I feel like you don't want me to say it, though.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to be spilling who's peeing in people's closets out of respect to people peeing
in
places.
I think Bruzewicz would appreciate that. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. And the number to get into the show, Texas there. We'll open up the phone lines once again here on Scalzo and Bruss. But first, I got to tell you about our friends at Smart Spaces. SmartSpacesWI.com to see how they can make your office what it needs to be to not only survive, but to thrive in today's virtual work environment. It's a virtual world, so your company has to navigate it. That doesn't mean the journey has to be painful. Your company's space can be smarter, technologically integrated, and able to perform beautifully across all virtual meeting environments. It's what they did for us here at the Third Street Market Hall, where our Good Karma Brands Milwaukee team had a build out, 6 months ago or so? And now every meeting room is smart. And when I say smart, that's underselling it. It is one touch of a button, full-on conference call, video, auto-switching with microphones all over the place so you can be heard by anybody on the other end. And in today's world, whether you're in a virtual work environment, hybrid work environment, in-person work environment, this is the technology that you need. Smart Spaces will get you that technology for the right reasons with a listen-first culture to learn your business's needs and provide seamless solutions for your office's true interior integrators. Again, smartspaceswi.com. That's smartspaceswi.com. Ben Brust has something to say to Schrags, Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football. We'll let him get off his chest next. It's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Ben, do you believe in the moon landing?
I know what the moon landing is.
Why did you look at me like that was a trick question?
Because it is.
What the hell?
Hold on. Stop. What's that? Stop.
Okay,
everybody shut up.
Take a breath.
What's the trick?
The moon landing is when you're in a men's locker room and your butts touch each other.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Brewers opening day win yesterday. I should say home opening win. Yesterday.
Felt like opening day.
Did feel like opening day. Big 10-0 win yesterday. Of course, back at it today with Wade Miley.
Going to sling it into that lefty now.
Wade Miley getting the start tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers. Yesterday, not only was the 10-0 drubbing the story of the day, but the story turned into a gentleman, if I can call him that, who decided to relieve himself in the midst of the concourse with many people leaving the game at American Family Field. I mentioned it. We all have that pee guy that we know, right?
Pee guy.
Gets hammered and then just ends up peeing places he shouldn't. Texan and Racine says, I'm not the pee guy. I'm the get drunk and my shirt magically disappears guy. And we all know that guy,
oh,
too.
Oh, no.
Well, I love it.
Well, Texan and Racine showed off those guns before via picture. So, you know, he's trying to show off what he's working
and
on.
He's got the nice shoulder tattoos, too. And he's got some good biceps. Like, I could totally see him as a shirt off guy.
What are you? You're Permigrin. Greg is, I smile nonstop, 110%, 24/7.
What are you?
You tell me. I just told you what you were.
I'm going home guy.
Yeah.
Whoa! I mean, am I wrong?
What do you mean?
I mean, you get to that point and you're just like, oh, I'm going home.
I'm having 3 Bud Lights and getting home early and petting my dog.
I had a lot of Bud Lights and then I had a couple after.
No one's calling you out and saying when you get to that point, you're a I go home guy.
I was earlier than you again going home.
Ron in the key chimes in and says, I saw Ben's championship picture. Was each team required to have one player under 6 feet tall?
I was bent over a little bit and leaning over because...
Well, you're 6 feet tall.
All right. I'm not doing this with you and Ron
now.
I'm
being complimentary right now. You are 6 feet tall.
I'm 6'2".
No chance you're 6'2", but you're 6 feet.
When can we do like an actual measurement?
It's you're listed at six feet tall.
When can we put this to rest?
Whenever. Go get a tape measure.
Sounds great.
We'll do it.
Sounds good. I'll bring one tomorrow.
Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football is over 6 feet tall.
I was going to make a note, but
Schrags had this to say as far as Aaron Rodgers in gratitude as we continue the Aaron Rodgers soap opera for a third straight year.
When he goes through all of the different people at the organization, he's mentioning Bob Harlan, who was the team president, you know, back in 2000 when he got drafted, and the equipment guy, and Spike in the cafeteria. You don't mention Mark Murphy, who has been the president of the team since you were a starting quarterback. You don't mention Brian Gutekunst, who's the GM these last 2 years when you won MVP. Like, at some point, it does get personal, and the Packers aren't trying to bend over backwards to help a guy that won't show the gratitude towards them. So I don't think that helped necessarily when he went on that whole gratitude trail with the Packers fans.
Hey, Peter Schrager, were you in a darkness retreat for 4 freaking years? Like, of course he wasn't going to thank Goody. And what? This is the... He's like, this is like a 4 weeks ago take. Who's this Schrager guy? How did this audio get sent to us today? I mean, he missed the mark by 4 weeks. And actually by 4 years. Of course he's not going to mention Murphy and Goody. He won 2 MVPs in spite of them. I mean, goodness gracious. That's the piece of sound that should forever live on as the worst take ever 4 years and 4 weeks late on every account. I mean, I heard that. I was like, dude, this guy has a professional job writing for and talking about the NFL. Peter Schrager? Are you kidding me?
I'm amazed that it just works one way. Now, I understand because that's the NFL network, right? And the NFL, largely in terms of the national media, is going to placate the the
good
teams.
Good point.
Because that's where the sources come from. That's where the relationships are. I get it. But who's out there being like, talking about how Goody just tried to tear apart Rodgers on his way out, about the fact that this guy who spent 15 years putting his blood, sweat, and tears into the franchise, playing through injury last year in a meaningless year, and then on his way out. And by the way, like, Rodgers is a dude. He's the guy that got you a job, Goody. He's the guy that allowed you to grow the business of the Green Bay Packers the way that you have, Murphy. And on his way out the door, I didn't see any gratitude for Aaron Rodgers. All I heard was them blaming, them accusing, them calling him a liar, and them continuing to defame his character in a meaningful way. So I'm not saying that Schrager is wrong here, because I do think the approach on both sides makes it so that it's going to be that much more of a bitter divorce. I don't know if either side cares, but if you're going to criticize Rodgers for not showing them gratitude, you got to criticize Goody for not showing gratitude to Rodgers and basically throwing him under the bus on his way out of town.
Yeah, I mean, like, and also for anybody to think that Goody, Aaron Rodgers in his McAfee interview not mentioning Goody was like, oh, now you hear Aaron? He didn't mention me. Oh my gosh, we're definitely gonna hold him hostage and not give him what he wants. Like, no, that writing was on the wall already. They've hated each other for 3 freaking years. They both want to win this damn trade. What the hell is wrong with this guy? Zero take, like 0.0 out of 10 on the scale of a take.
Yeah, he could have delivered it with a little bit more energy too, I think. But Benny, why don't you tell us about your friends at Palermo's?
Well, it's so screaming good. It's got the pizza shows more character going from the freezer to being made in the oven than Peter Schrager did talking about the Green Bay Packers. I mean, is that it was. I still can't get over how stupid he sounded. But what will make it all better for me tonight is, you know, just a nice old boss hog. The boss hog, baby. It just gets the job done every time. Tons of cheese, mozzarella cheese, sourced right here in the great state of Wisconsin. We have a Wisconsin pizza in Palermo's, creating jobs around the state of Wisconsin, giving you great pizza options from the thin and crispy to the original Screamin' to the stuffed crust cheese pizza. It doesn't get any better than my great friends at Screamin' Sicilian Pizza. So go to your local freezer. In your grocer's freezer, you're going to find the Palermo's, you're going to eat a Screaming Sicilian pizza, and then you're going to tweet me and be like, gosh, you're right. And everyone has done that, has kept on going back for more. Find your screaming pleasure in your local grocer's freezer.
We need caller number 6. Caller number 6. Why are you looking at me funny?
Just a weird number. What number is Wade Miley?
I think he was like in the 70s.
Do you know it, Joshy?
Wade Miley number.
All I know is it's Wade Miley.
Caller number 20, Wade Miley.
Josh, we need a Wade Miley out of you.
Wade Miley.
Pretty solid.
Good job,
pretty solid.
Man. All right. Well, I said caller number 6 to start, so I think we have to stay there. Caller 6, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Caller 6, if you want to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss, 90 seconds, 15 questions to see if you are smarter than the man, the myth, the legend, Benny Bruss. Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Coming up next on Scalzo and Bruss, we are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.